prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about some new headache injectable drugs. Yeah, they're going to be fun. And we'll see if we can fit in our thyroid drug therapy topic we didn't get in last time. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting the nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional puts us in Matthew 10. And if you're a Christian, it says, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end shall be saved." Amen. I'm going to take that promise to the bank. And mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay. First up in the quacker, FDA says because of the government shutdown, some inspections on food is not being taken care of. The Drug Administration says that they have suspended some of the routine domestic food facility inspections because of the partial government shutdown. They are looking at ways to bring back enough workers to investigate high-risk facilities that deal with a lot of, you know, sensitive foods like seafood and cheese. You know, they look for bug infestations, harmful contaminants, unclean conditions, and that kind of thing. Here's something that's interesting. The food inspections, 40% of them, 40% of the agency's cost in those operations are covered by Congress, and 60% is funded by user fees. So, that's only should have 60% of your inspections going on then. All right, last but not least in the Quack report, here's something on the Western diet. They said the Western diet tends to have too much red meat and sugary drinks in it and promotes gout. This is a new study of the Western diet. This was what they concluded after a 26-year-long study on 44,000 men and their dietary habits. Man, I could have told you this and saved you a ton of time. Participants who ate more fruits, vegetables, nuts, legumes were 32% less likely to develop an arthritic condition compared to those that consumed more meat, soft drinks, alcohol, sugary snacks. So gout is kind of that excruciatingly painful condition. And if you don't get it treated, you can have irreversible damage to the joints. Well, that's what medicine says. There are no irreversible diseases if you know how to do it. And that's why Herb Talk's here. We're going to show you how to do it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. First up here, we're going to talk about headaches and some new injectable drugs. I was reporting, I have been reporting on a lot of things, but earlier I was reporting on Scientific Medicine that they're moving to make more injectable type drugs and more vaccines for just about everything under the sun. So the treatment is greatly generally classified as an intramuscular injection therapy, or IM for short. So intramuscular injections are kind of commonplace in medicine, and it either delivers drugs or a vaccine into your body. So there's this really little difference in the delivery, and both are, you know, absorbed into your bloodstream pretty quickly. So for instance, a penicillin shot is similar to a flu shot in the way that it enters your system. So the key really when you're looking at injections is if they are injected into muscle instead of fatty or subcutaneous tissue. So if it's injected into a muscle, for instance, the dose is usually a larger quantity because of the significant blood supply in the muscle where the drug or the serum, if it's a vaccine, enters your blood system faster. And most often, the deltoid shoulder muscle is what they usually stick you with. But let's get to these, this headache injectable drug. There's this new injectable drug. You've probably seen the new ads rolling out for it. It's for migraine headaches. It has been recently approved by the FDA, and the drug is called it's an interesting name. The drug is called Emovig. That's how they're pronouncing it. Emovig. And, a lot of advertisements for this drug on TV and elsewhere. It's a drug that we have to ask, is it going to provide better benefits than standard headache drugs? And we're going to take a look and see. Well, let's look at this unconventional treatment because in the UK, patients that are there suffering from migraine headaches were looking for solutions instead of the drug therapy to manage their pain. So they really wanted to be rid of migraines and not just dull their headache pain. Now, some of them are following this U.S. neurologist whose advice is look into minerals. Salt is normally the first thing people turn to with regard to minerals. However, the refined salt is devoid of a lot of minerals as they've been processed out and then sold to other industries for bigger profits. Now, the U.S. neurologist suggested that migraine sufferers eat twice the daily amount of salt recommended by the health and dietary authorities, which would put it around 2 teaspoons or 12 grams per day. Now, apparently, if the migraines get really bad, more salt is suggested. So, if it were me, if I was had a migraine, and I'm going to use some whole food salt, the sun-dried kind, because it retains the 84 microminerals, and you can use a third less salt because it's just so wonderful and has all the minerals you need. Also, this type of salt is cardiovascular friendly, so it's not one of those things that's going to promote hypertension. Now, water and salt in the human body, in the system, is counter-regulated. So if you're dehydrated, you're going to get a headache. Sometimes we call it a hangover. And if you are mineral deficient, you're going to get a headache. So most migraine sufferers are deficient in water and minerals. And the Lancet Journal in July of 2016 reported that they recommended the daily allowance of salt was too low, and said it should be around 10 grams per day. So keep in mind, you know, they were looking at a processed salt, and you don't need as much when you get a salt rich with minerals. Here is a quote from the Headache Journal of the Head and Face and Pain. They say, the Headache Journal stated there is a relationship between the amount of salt and migraines. Interestingly, dietary amounts of salt or sodium reduces the occurrence of migraine headaches. Interesting. Well, let's look at some of these other drugs for headache, because about 15% of the population suffers from migraine headaches on a fairly regular basis, and the medical industry prescribes anti-seizure drugs, steroids, pain medicines that eventually, you know, stops working, and patients are left with migraine pain worse than when they started. And many of the drugs will further strip the body of minerals. Many patients also complain that these drugs offer side effects as well. So will this new injectable drug, Imarvig, be any better? There's the question. Is Imovig going to be any better? Any medication that really doesn't address the cause is not going to resolve the problem. So let's look and see what Imovig is all about. The injected drug is an antagonist receptor drug. It's called a CGPR drug for calcitonin gene-related peptide receptor. So the peptides are naturally used by your central nervous system and other areas of your body. And this drug uses a protein that manipulates those peptides, which will affect a variety of functions. Areas that would be affected could be respiratory, your endocrine system for hormones, gastrointestinal, immune system, thyroid, and also your cardiovascular system. So this injected drug actually manipulates the calcium serum in your blood and attempts to lower it, which affects cardio and your immune system function. So anytime you interfere with a natural balance in the body chemistry, you're going to be paying a price, often with a much bigger imbalance creating more disease. Another drug that acts as a gene-related peptide receptor is Botox. It uses a hypotensive peptide to act as a vasodilator. So what is the mechanical premise behind this Imovig new injectable migraine headache drug? Well, it attempts to reduce or block the stimulation to your nocite receptors, which are all over your body. And these are the receptors that receive pain signals. So this drug, like other migraine drugs, I think is going to eventually not work, and it's going to cause what we know as rebound effect. You'll have migraines worse than when you started. Here is a quote from Angela Stanton. She's a PhD with Hormones Matter publication. She says this, in some conditions, excitation of pain fibers become greater as the pain stimulus continues, leading to a condition called hyperalgesia. So hyperalgesia is a is the same body response you get when you are exposed to opioids, in which pain can be stimulated instead of suppressed. Put another way, the pain receptors over time, while on the drug, become more sensitive to pain. So here is another concern. Scientific research declares that past studies on these receptor drugs offer risk of liver disease. Other side effects within clinical trials for the CGPR receptor drugs is pain at the injection site, upper respiratory infections, abdominal pain, urinary tract infections, fatigue, back pain, rash, itching, swelling of face, tongue, and throat, breathing problems, nausea and vomiting, dizziness and headache, bone fracture, inflammation of the gastrointestinal tract and colitis, inflammation of the nervous system, ovarian cysts, vein thrombosis, and sepsis. So the studies on Imovig stated the drug has not been studied or tested for the risk of cancer, genetic toxicologies, or if it's safe for pregnancy. Also, the clinical human trials on the drug showed that it offered relief in only 50% of the test group, and the drug company only listed the benefits on that 50% of the participants that it benefited. So even with this disparity, the results showed the drug reduced the duration of your migraine headache by 0.02 to 1.1 days. Wow. Well, let's look at migraine headaches in a little bit more detail. Migraine headaches are no fun. Nobody likes them. And I used to work for a neurology clinic, and we'd see a lot of migraine patients come through routinely. They were very faithful to come in for their pain meds. Pain occurs on both sides of the head and typically starts to throb at the temple area and then goes behind the eyes and then your ears. You can have imbalance issues, dizziness, visual disturbances, a lot of nausea. These often accompany migraines. Sometimes you can have sensitivity to noise and light. And people with migraine headaches are known to also suffer from anxiety disorders. About 25% of the migraine sufferers have developed depression. 50% have anxiety. And this is a recurring headache cycle. And often what precedes the onset of the migraine is some sort of emotional connection, like depression, anxiety, maybe even a bipolar disorder, panic attack. Maybe substance abuse is in the mix there, as well as some phobias, fear of places and stuff like that. So, migraine sufferers, just lay in bed in a dark room, put, something over your eyes and just try it until it passes. Well, there are some herbs that can definitely support this, and help you avoid the imbalance you're going to get and the more sensitive to the pain receptors you're going to get if you're using a lot of these migraine drugs. Herbs are really not a substitute for prescription medications. That is really so true, as prescriptions tend to be lifelong medications, okay, holding patients in really bondage, really, for the rest of your life unless you find a solution. The drugs that medicine prescribes really don't strengthen the system or make patients well again. That makes them dependent on the drugs and their illness. This is also a business model for healthcare because there's really not enough money making patients completely well, is there? So that's their business model, help you be as comfortable as possible with your disease. That's the business model. But, when you use your herbs to rebalance, get the nutrition in there, that establishes a balance back to your original wellness, and that's what a cure definition is. Now, I tend to rely on God's word, and when he says, use the organic nutrition in the medicinal herbs, they're here for the service of man and healing of the nations, and God can't lie, I take that all the way to the bank. The herbs are designed as a bridge, as a person gets well, becomes strong, And they're not supposed to be using the herb formulas like a crutch like pharmaceutical drugs are. And while you work with your medicinal herbs and you tweak your lifestyle and avoid those things that upset you chemically, emotionally, and so forth, you're getting stronger and you're taking control back. And that's what you're doing. So when I was working in the medical field, I found that aside from trauma, most conditions are rooted in a lack of nutrition and too much toxicity. And a lot of these medicinal herbs, along with your lifestyle change, can help you refortify your system and detox and restore that balance your body's craving. If you add some prayer in every day, you're going to recover faster. And it helps you sustain that emotional wellness, that spiritual wellness. Psalms 91 is a great prayer for protection from all types of illness, all types of harm, and even emotional challenges. So you might want to sit down and read that one. Now, here are some herbs that I use for migraines, anxiety, depression, which you will find these formulas at Apothecary Herbs. Now, the vascular migraine headache formula is one of those things that, you know, here's, you're going to bridge the gap and you're going to, you know, get yourself weaned off of the prescription drug, hopefully, and you're going to use this and watch the lifestyle. But in your vascular migraine formula, we're using herbal ingredients like feverfew, ginger root, lavender, hops, valerian root, and these are all aged in organic alcohol and cold pressed. So it's kind of a professional strength formula. So it's a game changer from what you may be picking up at your health food store today. So this is a formula that practitioners would give patients if you went to a naturopath. But you can order it directly from Apothecary Herbs, and it's called the Vascular Migraine Headache Formula. Now, you can also pick up a bag of the Celtic Sea Salt. Get those minerals going. I love salt on fruit. Oranges, cantaloupe, berries. It just makes everything taste better. When you have the magnesium and all the minerals in salt, it wakes up your taste buds. You notice things. They also have that if you want to get the sun-dried salt. They also have valerian root and a formula called emotional stress formula if you tend to have the depression, the panic attacks, anxiety. So if you want to get off medications like that, or you just don't want to start them, you want to use something natural, that's an option. Now, if you need some B vitamins to help support the nervous system, the Body Foundation Food Mix is another one that will also have lots of minerals and vitamins and amino acids in it. And if you need to remove toxins from a lot of pharmaceutical residues, then I would do a bowel cleanse kit. And that's an amazing thing to have. Helps people think better. They feel more energized once they get those toxins out of that colon area. That's the last stop for toxicity. And if it's lodged in there, you're just going to have over time a buildup of toxicity. And then lastly, if you have a lot of tension in your muscles and you're not sleeping well, the Relax formula is also very helpful to have. And doesn't sedate you like a sleep aid. No, no. This is just going to, you know, take tension out of the muscles so you can gently go to sleep naturally. So natural is better, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're interested in any of those products, and if you want to visit their website, you can view them right now on their website at thepowerherbs.com. They do have a pain tab. You can go there for the headache formulas, and then for the anxiety depression, they have a different tab for that, and you click on that. But if you don't have internet, no worries. They have a free product catalog you can request to be sent to you. You can call the toll-free number, which is toll-free in the United States and Canada. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and thepowerherbs.com. If you want to go on the website, you can request the catalog there as well. And get empowered. Take that power back. That's right. You know, God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be well. He doesn't want us to be dependent on a bunch of synthetic drugs. And we know we have an opioid problem as it is in this country. God didn't intend all that. He didn't intend for us to have to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be well. And that's not really being well. That's just an illusion of health, isn't it? There may be times when you have to take a prescription drug to stabilize or, you know, and to have a second chance, if you will, to get rid of a bacterial infection. But once you get stabilized, then it's time to detox, improve the immune system, and do your due diligence with the lifestyle. Now, if you're on the website, I do encourage you to click on the Books and Newsletters tab, and you can sign up for one of their newsletters that is absolutely free. They do not have a subscription, but those newsletters go out each and every week with empowering information you do not want to be without. I hear from you guys all the time that, you know, the articles that I write for the newsletters, you print them off and then you put them in a 3-ring binder. I need to sit down, Frank, and write another book. I really do. So, yes, you can choose the American Survival newsletter, which goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest will go out on Friday. You can sign up for both if you'd like, and they're absolutely free. And be empowered out there. Be empowered. All right. And before you know it, January is going to be toast, and we're going to be into the sugar-holic Valentine's Day. You need to watch the sugar, please. You suppress immune system by 8 hours eating too much of that sugar. And I did see an alert, Frank, where one chocolate manufacturer, I can't think of the name, it started with a B, recall hepatitis scare in their chocolates. I'm like, whoa. So, you know, be careful out there with the chocolates for Valentine's Day. All right, so we got a break coming up, but before we go to the break, we're going to be talking about, for the next few minutes after we come back, we're going to be talking about your thyroid. And some of the thyroid drugs out there offer a substantial risk to cancer by 200%. So a lot of side effects from your prescription meds, as you know, but we have 20 million people, that's over 12% of our U.S. population, with thyroid diseases, and they're being exposed to this risk. Worldwide, 800 million or 2 billion people have thyroid problems, some of them not even diagnosed yet. So we got malfunctioning thyroids, and that's not normal. Maybe common, but it's not normal. And malfunctioning thyroids have gone up fourfold since the 70s. Why is that? Got a clue? Well, and it seems to be affecting more women than men with the thyroid. So it's a gland. It's right there in the front of your neck area. It's in front of your trachea. And our thyroid glands do more than medicine ever thought they do. And if it gets damaged or weakened, we're in a big world of hurt. You want to protect it from radiation exposure. So anyone that you know that has thyroid problems or on medications, they should be looking at what that medication risk is and maybe some alternatives for long-term restoration of their function. Yeah, you didn't know you could do that? Well, you want to stick with us for the next segment because we're going to show you how to do that. Right here on Herb Talk Live, that's what we live for. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk, and I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And during the break, I've learned from our magical engineer, Frank, which is the best engineer in the business, by the way. We had a phone call. Somebody's listening in New Jersey. Very interested, since I was about to jump on this thyroid topic, if I knew anything about sleep apnea. Well, as a matter of fact, I do. On our website, we do have a tab called Sleep Apnea. You just click on that, and you'll find that we have 3 herbal formulas you use together in conjunction for that problem. And if you're on the website, you're going to learn Yale University did a study in 2007 that if your thyroid's out of balance, you're going to put your cardiovascular system at risk of having events, which is not good. And then Rutgers in 2007, the university there, they documented their study that there's a link between the thyroid producing hormones that the brain uses as a neurotransmitter that regulates your circadian rhythm and your breathing when you're sleeping, which would suggest your thyroid needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So that's what we attempt to do with the nutrition in the sleep apnea formulas. So if you click on there, you can. But if you don't have internet, we use black walnut, mullein, and Siberian ginseng. And so the black walnut is not the kind of black walnut you're going to find on the bake aisle at your grocery store. That's the nut. We use the substance between the nut and the outer hull. And it's the highest concentration of iodine, and your thyroid lives on iodine, and it uses the iodine to make hormones and all this solution that goes out and bathes all the mitochondria in your cells. So when you sleep and then you get up in the morning, you feel refreshed because the iodine solution refreshed your mitochondria. Also, the mullein is an herb that soothes the thyroid gland because it's stressed. And then the Siberian ginseng gives the gland stamina. So anytime you're coming off a long convalescence or a stress of some kind, Siberian ginseng is the bomb. And I recommend you check that out. So you can look at this, this product up on our website. It's under sleep apnea. And we did receive a review from one of our customers in Charlottesville, Florida, who said, he tried the sleep apnea formula, and it worked almost immediately. I put my CPAP machine in a box, and I haven't touched it since. End of quote. So, you know, when people let us know, a lot of times people just, you know, get all better, and then they just don't let us know anything. So I appreciate it when you let us know. We hit that thing right out of the park. It's a hit. All right. Where was I with my thyroid thing? Oh, here I am. So we want to make sure we look after our thyroid. If it gets damaged, if it's exposed to radiation, if it's not getting the nutrients, and this is the problem. I think Melanie Cederstrom asked me, Frank, on the show the other day. I was on with her. She says, what's one of the major things people need to do to be healthy? And I said, well, minerals. We don't get enough minerals in our diet anymore. And so minerals, when you take all the water away, we're just a pile of minerals, and we need to replenish those. And unfortunately, our food sources are 50% less, you know, saturated with the minerals we need than in the 1900s. So we have to make sure we get those. And that's why I like medicinal herbs. A lot of times they're complex, power, compact houses of minerals and nutrients and that the body really needs to, you know, recoup with. So, and, you know, iodine's one of those minerals. Now, you will find iodine in Celtic sea salt, and you will find it in seaweed, but your highest concentration will be in that black walnut. And you really are going to need a professional strength formula to get anywhere. I'm sorry. You know, people call me all the time, and they'll say, hey, I got this tincture from the health food store. It's a blah, blah, blah brand. Is it any good? And I go, well, it may be a 6 or 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, it's just not only the ingredient that could start with a great organic herb, but it's the process that just really lowers the potency. So they're making products quickly, bottom line, lots of overhead. So they want to get it to market. We do it differently at Apothecary Herbs. We naturally age things like a winery would age. And this is time consuming, and most herbal manufacturers don't want to bother. So they use forced extraction. They get a product made in a day and on the shelf in the store the next day. So if you want to buy that, you pick up 10 bottles. You'll need 10 bottles to R1 is the point. All right. So we're going to be talking about iodine here. Natural iodine will feed that thyroid gland, and it helps the thyroid manufacture hormones to produce regulation on a cellular level. It helps with oxygen consumption and energy production all over your body. So, and sleep apnea folks aren't getting oxygen to their brain, and that's why they wake up in the morning with a headache. Now, your thyroid controls a lot of biological and physiological activities like body temperature, growth controls, reproduction, neurotransmitters, neuromuscular function. It also helps in the manufacturing of proteins, as well as keeping your skin healthy and help you to grow hair. So our body needs natural minerals, including iodine, for to have a healthy thyroid. And most people think, you know, they're getting enough adequate resources of iodine in their foods. They're shaking on that refined salt. They're eating gummy vitamins. Hey, I got it covered, is their attitude. But little do they know, it's insufficient what they're doing. Salt manufacturers began adding iodine back into the salt when they took it away in 1924 and people started getting thyroid goiters. So salt manufacturers are really not required to iodize their salt, and less than a third of the processed salt on the market is iodized. So add to that the low salt diets a lot of people are put on by their doctors, and people aren't getting enough iodine, and they're not getting the right kind. They're not getting an organic whole food source. They're getting synthetic added back into the salt. So additionally, the human thyroid uses natural iodine from your foods to produce, like I said, this solution that feeds the mitochondria of your cells. So when processed food manufacturers switched from iodine to bromine in their baked goods to conditioned dough, bromine is also known as a carcinogen, which also interferes with the body utilizing, guess what? Iodine. And this has helped lead us down the epidemic level of thyroid disease and cancer in the good old U.S. of A. So you just don't want to eat anything with bromine in it. You know, read your labels. Put it back. Here's a quote from Dr. David Brownstein. He said, iodized salt is a poor source of iodine in your diet, and the RDA, or the recommended daily allowance for iodine, is inadequate as well. End of quote. I agree. I really do. Always look for whole food natural sources. I was just on the phone to a lady today, Frank. She was asking me about vitamin C. And I said, well, she was asking me, here is the question, are my gummy bear vitamin C's okay? And I'm like, well, is it ascorbic acid chemical derivative, isolated petrochemical, or is it, is it vitamin C from, is it ascorbic acid from a natural source like rose hips? She didn't know. She ran and got her bottle, and it just was the chemical derivative. And I said, those chemicals for vitamin C products all come from China now. And she didn't know that. Let's look at the link, though, thyroid has to breast cancer now. Frank's asking about gummy bears. Are you talking about the candy gummy bears? Or are you talking about the gummy bears that are supposed to be like supplement gummy bears? There's, you know, that whole market of, you know, and they've made gummy bears for adults. Because, you know, not just for kids. Well, yeah, they are all made from, you know, evaporated cane syrup or other additives and food dyes. I wouldn't eat them, but people do. Let's talk about this link between thyroid and breast cancer, because I know I'm going to be running out of time. In the 17 and 1800s, Empress Maria Theresa of Austria, she made it a law to autopsy those who died at the hospital. Thyroid disease was an epidemic in Austria then, especially in the town of Graz. And when you analyze the data between 1944 and 1958, it showed that patients had hypothyroidism and goiters, and the rates correlated with a high rate of cancer. So this data was published in the Broda Barnes. It's a book on hypothyroidism called Unsuspected Illness. And then later in 1976, Broda Barnes published another article in the Journal of the American Medical Association titled Thyroid Supplements and Breast Cancer. So a deficiency in iodine can put women at risk of various forms of cancer, including breast cancer and fibrocystic breast disease. However, Dr. David Brownstein is reporting that long-term use of thyroid hormone drugs increases a woman's risk of breast cancer by about 200%. Well, that's if you're going to the white coats for a solution. See, that's what happens. So the study that he is referencing is saying that women who took hormone drugs for their thyroid were at a greater risk than women who did not use the drug at getting breast cancer. So according to him, taking thyroid hormone drugs to replace your iodine deficiency is the wrong thing to do. And he explains that these thyroid drugs increase the body's metabolic requirement for iodine when it is already deficient. So this, according to Dr. Brownstein, explains why 1 in 7 women develop breast cancer due to a chronic lack of iodine through their thyroid drugs. And when the iodine level is insufficient, the breast tissue loses its ability to maintain the proper cell structure or architecture, and the tissue develops cysts, nodules, cancer. And it's all because you went to the wrong source to help your thyroid out. You went to drug therapy. And he also recommends that every woman on thyroid meds actually should get tested, get their iodine levels tested. And if low, they should get a natural supplement of iodine instead. He also goes on to say that when women replenish the natural iodine in their system, the thyroid gland gets better. The function gets better. Patients get off their thyroid drugs. Over 96% of Dr. Brownstein's patients showed that they were iodine deficient. So he automatically tests people coming through his door to see where they're at with iodine. Now you got to be careful because there's other things that can block your iodine in your system. One problem is our U.S. water supply. It's contaminated with fuel chemicals, flavor enhancers from foods, runoffs, chemical blocks. Of course, what's the word I'm looking for? It's in the toothpaste. That stuff that's going to kill you anyway, it's a neurotransmitter problem. It's a fluoride. That's what I'm thinking of. So you got all this in the water. And these chemicals block your thyroid's ability to absorb any natural iodine you're getting. So you want to be careful about that. Get a water filter on your shower because there'll be fluoride in your city water. And any iodine you're taking could be made a mute point if you're getting, especially if you like long, steamy showers. Also, foods that your thyroid is going to be sensitive to. If you have thyroid condition now, or you have people in your family that have a history of thyroid problems, good idea to avoid some of the foods that will make your thyroid not happy, imbalance it. Especially if you eat these foods raw, it inhibits the thyroid from manufacturing its hormones. So you want to avoid eating large amounts of raw cabbage. Okay, we do that in the summer, don't we? We get coleslaw, right? Avoid eating large amounts of it, kind of, moderation. Or turnips. I don't know. I don't know anybody that eats raw turnips, but some people do. Cauliflower, don't eat that raw. Soybeans or peanuts. Make sure they're not raw. Cooking these foods makes them safer to eat for your thyroid, okay? And then there's the radiation thing. I came across this report by Dr. David Gorski at the Health Tips Opinion Quackery Exposed Journal. He says that the scientific model regarding the establishment of safe radiation levels is just a theory. He explains the theory that low radiation exposure is not considered harmful but beneficial. And the hypothesis of scientists is that when humans are exposed to low-level radiation, it will stimulate your DNA to repair any damage and deploy protective mechanisms not normally activated without radiation. I don't believe that for a skinny minute. So the hypothesis goes on a little further to say that when you get radiation in low doses, you get protective mechanisms, and the more protective mechanisms you have in force from low-level radiation will protect you from cancer. I don't believe that. It's really interesting. A lot of these government agencies really they use this business model to determine if your linear no-threshold level. And that's what they use to determine a safe dose of radiation because they know that the radiation accumulates in your system with each dose that you get. So radiating your thyroid is not going to be a good thing. It could destroy it beyond repair. So you want to be real careful there. Watch your cell phone use. You're real close, especially if you got, you're on your shoulder and your ear and you're working with something and it's real close to your thyroid, your cell phone. Just, you know, smart meters, all that stuff. Be real careful. Now, a lot of people say, well, what do we do about the recommended daily allowance of iodine to help protect our thyroids from having goiters and everything? Well, usually the health establishment says 3,000 to 6,000 mcgs of thyroid of iodine is sufficient. But, you know, if you look at the people of Japan, this is before Fukushima, you know, mind you. If you look at the people of Japan, they consume more iodine than anyone on the planet because, you know, they're ocean people. They eat a lot of seaweed. They eat a lot of fish. Lots of natural iodine in those foods. So the people of Japan consume 5,200 to 13,000 mcgs of iodine a year. The high consumption of iodine is one of the reasons the women there have really low cases of breast cancer. And they usually typically didn't drink a lot of cow's milk, which can, you know, be an issue as well. So your body has insufficient levels of iodine. What happens is the thyroid doesn't produce adequate thyroid hormones called hypothyroidism. So, and which help, you know, those hormones help regulate body temperature, your heart rate, your glucose, your blood lipids. And symptoms would be you would have a slower heart rate, you would feel cold, you may be suffering from constipation or weight gain, dry skin, hair loss, weakness, muscle aches, depression, and fatigue. And in chronic cases, there could be symptoms of cognitive decline. Now, that is hypothyroidism is really the most common thyroid malfunction that we have worldwide. Now, if you have a thyroid producing too much thyroid hormone, then it's hyperthyroidism, and this will hyperdrive the metabolism and produce a rapid heart rate, maybe even some palpitations of the heart. So a lot of people complain about that. And weakness, rapid heart rate and weakness if you get a hyperdriving metabolism going on. You could have excessive sweating and you feel hot in a cold room. You may start to lose weight and have muscle weakness. So the thyroid gland really is part of your endocrine system and can release too much hormone or not enough. So the endocrine system may need some rebalancing as well. And there are male and female herbs to do that. So if you, let's say you use your black walnut, your mullein, and your Siberian ginseng, and you get part of the way back, but not all the way back, it just means you may need to work a little bit more on the endocrine system glands, and there are herbs for men for that, and there are herbs for women for that. So, of course, you'll find them in the Just for Men and for Women sections of the powerherbs.com website. So it's all about balance. And if you think you have a thyroid issue causing, you know, health problems, sleeping problems, breathing problems, you might want to get your iodine level checked, you know, get the proper diagnosis, because then you can really then start to research your natural options once you hopefully get a proper diagnosis. And you may need more than one opinion, who could say. So when you research your options on how to help the thyroid or a lack of iodine, if there's a lack of iodine in the system, always really go for the natural iodine instead of the synthetic. I know sometimes popping a pill is just easier, right? But pills got to be digested. Can take 2 hours. And if your simulation's not all that great, you're not going to get everything you need. That's why I like the herb liquids. Oh, easy, in the system in 60 seconds. You don't have to digest anything. You can hide the dose in a beverage. You don't have to taste it if you don't want to. Long shelf life of 10 years. Easy to adjust the dose. A lot of benefits to the liquids. And one of the things that some of us do in the natural area, if we want to see if we have adequate iodine, you can take some black walnut liquid, your tincture or extract, and on the inside part of your forearm, you know, just a little further up from your wrist, you know, on the inside. Put some black walnut liquid there, rub it around like the size of a nickel. And black walnut will naturally have a stain. It'll stain your skin. Okay. So, you know, watch your clothing. You just don't want to get on your clothes. And, you want to see how long that nickel stain's going to stay on your skin. Okay. So if it goes away within an hour, you're low in iodine. That body just sucked up that iodine right through your skin. Your skin is kind of like your second kidney. Now, if it stays there 2 hours or more, means that you probably have enough iodine. Okay. So that's a little test if you don't want to go the medical route and pay the lab and all that stuff. So that's just a little test you could do. And by the way, depending on where you live, okay, if you live in a higher elevation, let's say you're in Colorado, your iodine requirement is going to be different than someone living in New Jersey. Yeah. So, the altitude has an effect. And so keep that in mind. Just like, you know, it has an effect on baking, you know, with your oven temp and all that. Yeah. Has an effect on your mineral requirement. So basically, if you're looking for some, Celtic sea salt, if you're looking for the sleep apnea pack, if you're looking for the black walnut for your thyroid, if you're looking for the body food mix with the natural B vitamins, not synthetic, but real Bs, which your nervous system runs on, real important. If you're looking for, you know, natural solutions for anxiety and panic attacks, you know, and just, you know, having a natural way to drift off to sleep without having to take over-the-counter sleep aids, which will give you rebound effect eventually and you won't be able to sleep at all. So always check out what God had mentioned in scripture from Genesis to Revelation. That's Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30, Psalms 104 verse 14 and Revelations 22:2, he's telling you, herbs are here for the service of man and healing of the nations. They are meat, and meat means they're compact nutritional elements. Now, if you have little kids and they go, oh, I can't take these herbs, it's bitter. They complain maybe. Well, What I did when my kids were little was say, well, a strawberry is a nutritional food and it's sweet and you can eat a ton of that. An herb may be bitter because it's so powerful and so full of medicine that God only wanted you to eat a little bit. So that's why it's bitter. They get that. Kids will get that. And they get better quickly. They rebound faster than us adults most of the time. So, I mean, you can boost kids' immune systems that if they get the flu, it's over in a day and a half, 2 days. Yeah, you have that power. You have that power, too. You don't no need to be sitting on that sofa for 5 to 7 days. Frank, you know how it is. Frank is a big believer in garlic. He medicates himself with the garlic all the time, which is, you know, kind of a natural antibiotic. But it will get bacterial and fungal and viral, so it's very good. And then you can add in your echinaceas and things. So you have power out there. You just didn't know it, and you just didn't know what tools to use, and you just didn't know who to trust. So now you do. Go to thepowerherbs.com or give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get a free catalog. You'll be amazed what you can do. 866-229-3663. Toll free in the U.S. and Canada. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.